This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Ted Costa, who's the CEO of People's Advocate in Sacramento, California. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Well, hi. It's good to be here.
We're going to talk briefly about the lawsuit that People's Advocate is bringing against the ICOC, the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee. It sounds like two people-oriented groups here battling it out in court. Tell us briefly what People's Advocate is.
People's Advocate is founded by the late Paul Gann, and we've been a public interest nonprofit corporation here in California for the last 20 years.
And what kind of issues have you focused on?
All kinds of issues. We did everything from Proposition 13 to the recall of Gray Davis. Mm-hmm.
And what was your interest in or opposition to the stem cell initiative?
We filed in the Supreme Court an action because we thought that it violated the Constitution. There was no oversight. And the Constitution is pretty clear in its wording that all taxpayer funds should be under the control, the administration control of the legislature or government entity, the governor. And we feel that this one doesn't. We filed that case in the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court, in its wisdom, decided that there was no real pressing issue on this thing and that we should go through the process. So today I think we're filing in the Superior Court that same case, the same constitutional issue, asking the Superior Court, we hope it could be facilitated by both sides and that we could get a ruling here real quick on it.
Okay. And again, what's the essence of your opposition to what's going on?
That it's being spent outside the frame of the Constitution. The Constitution says that all revenues derived from taxpayers shall be under the administration control of the legislature or the governor. And this is not. It's an independent committee has been set up, and once that committee is set up, then it's a committee in its own.
Okay, I had a long conversation a few weeks ago with a professor at Hastings College of Law in San Francisco on the provision of the Constitution, which is Article 16, Section 3, that prescribes the spending of funds by organizations not under the control of the state, if it's state money. And he said that in practice, well, that's kind of the black letter of the law. The practice is that if an organization can establish that it's spending the money for a public benefit, then the strict meaning of that constitutional provision is essentially waived, and the group is allowed to spend that money. And for example, the Red Cross spending money for flood relief or something. What's your take on that part of the question?
Well, the take is that this is the crux of the matter. I mean, does the Constitution say what it means, or does it say something else that people want to read into it? I think it's pretty plain, the wording, and it's in our brief, that no taxpayer revenue should be spent without the oversight of the legislature. So why don't we have the oversight of the legislature, and we're saying it's all right, and then they have some criteria that they're mentioning, which is not in the Constitution. They just made this up. So let's see what the court has to say about this.
Okay.
Does the Constitution, the real issue here is, does the Constitution mean what it says? Or are we allowed just to write other things or read other things into the Constitution?
Do you believe that the ICOC could put forward provisions for its governance that would satisfy these requirements and or your objections to their operation?
That's something that had to be settled in the court.
Okay. Have there been any negotiations?
I know of none.
All right. Then I want to thank you for talking to us.
You bet.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.